everybody. How are you? This is Danielle Agnew, psychic medium. You're listening to Sight Unseen this fabulous Wednesday here at mtradio.net. I'm really excited tonight. We have our very first guest that we've ever had in studio, and she's one of my bestest pals and an amazing human being. She's an amazing Celtic tonal healer, started with a background actually in massage, transcended the massage into utilizing healing touch and moving energetic impulses throughout the body, along with using her voice, seriously, her voice to instigate healing, which is really unbelievably cool. Unbelievably cool. If you've never had it happen before, you need to experience my next guest, my guest now, Marcia Reichert. How are you, Marcia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm most fabulous.
Awesome.
Although I did sort of miss my cue in, so if you guys heard me talking about something else right as I rolled in, I'm sorry. I was not paying attention to our engineer, which is lame, but that's how you know it's live. Hey, all right. You know, I was sitting here talking to Marcia here and Sean, our engineer guru slash god of all things that makes things work at mtradio.net. And my co-host for the upcoming show, The Soul, Roy Pack, and I co-own a record label, which is Tin Star Records. And Roy had brought in all of this awesome Tin Star Records paraphernalia from when we were really up and running a couple years ago.
It looks awesome.
Thank you, right? And I'm like, oh my God, that with the, you know, the Shure banners that we've got, we endorse Shure microphones here. So it's really, it's kind of cool. So Marcia, welcome to the show.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And I want you to start out by just telling me and our listeners how you made the transition from massage into the healing work that you're currently doing.
Well, I was doing massage all over Carbon County and Yellowstone County between Laurel and Red Lodge and Fromberg and Billings. So I traveled I had a lot of travel time. And I had a lot of time to think, and I realized that I wasn't using all of my talents to do healing work. So I decided that maybe I should try tonal healing. And I didn't really figure out how to use it right at first, but I started doing just chanting to people, and they were really impressed with that. And so I decided, since my voice fit so well with Celtic music, that I would start incorporating Celtic songs in with it, and they were really, really impressed with that. I noticed how much more people got their energy moving from me singing rather than just moving things with my hands.
Well, and that's really interesting because tonal therapies are incredibly effective. I use Tibetan bowls.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On people when I don't necessarily use my voice, but I will bowl people. Hey, man, come share a bowl with me. All right. I will bowl people. And tones actually are very effective with the body. The body is over 65% water.
Exactly.
Right. And so when you are singing over the top of someone, the human voice with two vocal cords that oscillate against each other are actually capable of producing overtones.
Right, right.
And so why don't you tell us just a little bit about how these overtones work in the energy field or the auric field. This is your aura, people. And when Marcia sings, that vibration affects this auric field. Tell us how that works.
Well, sometimes you get blank spots, holes, if you will, in your aura. And what I do is help balance that so that we can fill in the blank spots and help the energy move the way it should move, whether it's up and down or sideways or in a circle in with some of the chakras. So everything gets balanced. Everything goes back to homeostasis.
And what does, and define homeostasis for those who don't really know what that means.
Homeostasis is back to the way that your body wants to be.
That's
instead
awesome.
Instead of hurting or in pain.
So you kind of reset. You reset the body in essence. There's a
right,
resetting
right.
point
mm-hmm.
that you do.
Right. And I just do it with my voice. I can do other modalities along with it too. And everything works all together. But my voice is probably the most effective.
And I've noticed, having been someone who has had treatments from you, man, I need to get another one, dude. I am, I'm sucking over here. You know, as somebody who's had these treatments from you, I found it amazing to feel the energy actually shift in my body.
Right.
And can you feel that when you're working on people?
I can feel it. I can feel it with my hands and I can feel it in myself too, because since I'm empathic, I feel what everybody else is feeling. So when something releases in you, it releases in me too. So I know what's going on in your body, whether I'm touching you or not.
Because so you can
really
feel it.
It's really fabulous. Oh, yeah.
You get a twofer, man. That's awesome. All right.
And as you know, it works really, really well in water. If you get to be in water. Unfortunately, I don't have that going on in my office. But well,
you know what? We need to get you a really big, some kind of hot tub or something. And just suspend people in there and you can do your healing work. Yes, it does work very well in water. You worked on me one time in water. It was extremely effective.
It was.
Extremely effective. You know, when we're talking about chakra points and energies and vibrations, there might be some people tuning in who aren't quite sure what these are. Chakra points are the energies in our body, little energy portals.
Right.
And you can Google those and read about them. It's C-H-A-K-R-A,
right.
Not S-H-O-C-K hyphen R-A, chakra, chakra bra, not chakra. Marcia, how does a person with such a diverse background as yourself, which I'm going to disclose for a second, actually get into healing? And don't answer that quite yet. You know, you have done so many things. You have, good heavens, you've taught at a massage school.
Right.
You've been a massage therapist. You have been a biker chick. You still are a biker chick.
Yes, I am.
Still a biker chick. You know, you've actually, a lot of healers have done bartending work. I've done bartending work.
Right.
You know, and how did you actually get into this field? And I have people asking me all the time, I feel called, but I don't know what to do. What advice would you have to give to people?
Oh my gosh. Well, the way I got into it was, I've always done massage for people, always wanted to help heal people. That's probably the reason why I was a bartender too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And for years, I did that kind of healing work, whether they think it's healing or not. I ended up doing medical transcription because I could do it from home, excuse me. And I started getting every kind of tendonitis known to man.
Oh, that's
and funny. Decided that maybe this wasn't my calling, but I wanted to stay in the medical field. And so I started thinking about what I could do with that. So I looked into massage therapy, didn't even really realize you could make any money at it at the time, and had someone that I was married to trying to tell me in the background that I couldn't do that. But that's okay, because obviously you can. So I decided that I was going to go do this. So I found a way to take the massage training. And actually, I've done a whole lot more than that, too. I've done dance teaching, and I've worked at the Gazette and all kinds of weird stuff to try to to make a living. But now I'm in a career, which feels really good. So,
and not only are you in a career, you are providing a space for other practitioners to actually go and explore their own healing gifts and talents,
right,
and branch professionally into healing, because you own Soul Sync Bodywork. And where's that located downtown here in Billings?
It's 208 North 29th Street.
208 North 29th Street. And what's your URL for people to go check you out online?
www.soulsyncbodywork.com. That's SOULSYNC bodywork.
That's awesome. And for those who may not know what Marcia was putting together here, this is actually an amazing healing center, Soul Sync Bodywork. It has practitioners. It has, actually, it's growing and expanding as far as the practitioner base, right? And tell us about the practitioners you currently have.
We have a hypnotherapist. Her name is Lisa Clark. She's a wonderful hypnotherapist. She does lots of work with your soul. And so some past life regression work, if you need that. She also is getting into removing attachments from people. So energetic attachments, which I find really, really interesting. We've had a lot of call for that lately.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why with all our transcendence.
Right. So, and let's see, we have Destafix. She's another massage therapist. She's also trained in neuromuscular therapy and is fantastic at it. We have Craig Harris, and he's a reflexologist, intuitive reflexologist, and he really can get deep emotionally, believe it or not. He's a really big biker dude who does energy work.
That's just flat hot, Marcia. Come on now. That's outstanding. Well, and it, you know, I've had a treatment before that you and Craig have worked on with me. And right. you were doing what you do with the energetic touch and your vocal healing work. And Craig is working on my feet. And I'm a Pisces, and Pisces rules the feet. And I have really sensitive feet. So I'm not really one for somebody poking around on my feet. And Craig was amazing. He really was amazing. And I know this so far has sounded like a great big infomercial for you and for your practice, but I'm really excited about the fact that Billings, Montana has a healing center like this, has practitioners like this that are bursting into this area. And right. I think it's really important people know about it.
Right. We also have Andy Sanders. She does Reiki healing. She's a Reiki master, and she's really fantastic at it. She really gets in deep to the emotional things and the emotional side of things. So...
Wow.
We've also got other people coming in. One of the things that our business does is accepts people who haven't quite gotten on their feet yet. And so we give them a place to get started and hopefully get going.
Well, and you're really good with that. You know, a lot of people who are coming into this field don't know what to do. And I get this question all the time in my practice. I will get a lot of people who are just starting into, say, hypnotherapy or just starting into Reiki or something. And they will be saying, what do I do to do this?
Right.
And obviously, you guys, I mean, you know, we can all talk spiritual gifts all day long. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to it, if you're doing it as a job, there are responsibilities that you have.
Exactly.
You know, to actually keep your job going. I mean, you can't just sit there if you want to be a psychic reader and you're gifted and just sit in your house all day and say, well, the universe is going to send me some clients because I'm so amazing. Well, no, you're going to sit on your butt and play on Craigslist all day is what you're going to do. So, I mean, there is an element of actually hustling it up, people. And I don't mean hustling as in hustler. I mean, do the work and let people know you're available.
Right, right. And that's part of what we do. We, you know, we help people get started so that they can have a place to that's not terribly expensive, unlike going and renting your own space. But
it's a great family environment, too.
It is. We all get along real well. Sometimes we don't see each other very often, but that's okay.
That's because you're all busy. You're busy. Well, now that's amazing, though. I, you know, if nobody has ever lived in an area like Montana, which is... Technically speaking, I'm not sure if it's still a red state, but it kind of went purple there for a while and flung to blue for a little bit, but I think it's technically a red state still. You know, Billings, where we're located and where mtradio.net is located, is known as a, quote, conservative, end quote, town. What I think is hilarious about that is my band Pope Jane... Mm-hmm. That, you know, we got signed out of here. We launched out of here, an all-female band, an all-female two-thirds gay band.
Right.
Way back in the mid-90s when you just were not an all-female band, but forget being the gay part, you know. Yes. Old Melissa Etheridge had not
but
come out
yet. But we loved you.
Well, thank you. We tried hard not to suck. Thank you. You know, in the middle of an area like this that people claim is conservative.
Right. Right.
We've got Soul Sync Bodywork. I've moved my spiritual practice all the way up from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. This is really the Northern Sedona.
It is. It is. And it's coming into its own like that. Yeah.
Lots of energy portals.
Yes. And loads of energy workers here.
Yeah.
Lots more coming all the time, which is fantastic.
Now, it is fantastic. You know, speaking of energy portals... I love this topic with you, my friend. Why am I talking like this tonight? I don't know. I had some salami before I got here, and God knows what they pickled it in. This is bad. You know, this area, as the Northern Sedona, has many, many energy vortexes in it.
Right.
And we're talking about earth ley lines. Mm-hmm. And a dear friend of mine was speaking to me the other day, and he said that he had mapped out a ley line that went from the very top of the rims diagonally across to the, it was the medicine wheel up on top of the Pryor Mountains.
Wow.
Yeah. That connected the medicine wheel right up here with the airport, and goes right across the valley in Billings here. So people in LA were kind of like, why are you moving to Montana? I said, well, because A, I'm from here, and B, that's where my work is drawing me.
Yes.
And you're very connected to the ground and the earth.
I am. Yes.
You are very connected to the earth. And what would you have to say to people right now as advice that are picking up earth energies and they don't even really know what they're feeling? They just know that they're picking up earth energies that are really difficult for them to navigate. What would you tell them about the earth shifts right now and what's happening?
Oh gosh, there are lots of shifts happening right now. And if you feel like you can't handle it, try to find some place where you can either get your feet in the dirt, get grounded, or soak in some water that is not chlorinated. Unfortunately, that might be a little hard to find right now. But there are hot springs around Montana. You can go off out of Billings a little bit and find hot springs or get your feet in the dirt. Even going in the basement helps a lot just because there's cement in the basement usually, and it helps ground you. The earth energies right now are picking up in Billings. I can feel it. I can feel the energy rising all the time. And there are portals being made and vortexes being made here more and more all the time. So it helps if you can understand what's going on with that and not try to fight it, because if you're trying to fight it, it's just going to go against that. The Schumann resonance too.
Well, the Schumann resonance. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Schumann resonance, which is 7.83 Hertz. It's the heartbeat of the earth, you guys. And it's a pulse that's about like about yay. This is about what 7.83 Hertz is. So when people are listening to this, their brain resets itself because the human brain is optimized in its brainwave production at 7.83 Hertz. Funny how we're designed to work in conjunction with the earth.
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty amazing.
It is. And there's all kinds of things that can knock that off, especially around here. We do have three different oil refineries around here. We've got lots of electrical stuff going on around here. We've got all the towers up above Sacrifice Cliff, which coincidentally is right above where I live. So we've got all that going on that affects everything. The river affects everything too. So the bend in the river that goes around us is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, but it helps to go soak up some of that energy sometimes and just relax and be yourself.
When you're working on people, can you feel when their energy has not been grounded or released?
Oh, absolutely.
What's it feel like?
It feels like an electric storm.
Yeah. That sucks.
Inside my head, yes.
Wow.
People wonder, you know, I'm sure that people think that I can't feel things, but yeah, it really affects me a lot. I don't know if other practitioners feel like that or not, but.
Well, I do. I mean, I can feel when I'm working on someone, mm-hmm. I can feel where they have different points in the body that they are holding on to horrendous non-grounded issues.
And absolutely. Yeah.
Our root chakra, you guys, that's where your business is. Okay. That's where your business is. It's at the very bottom and base of the body. And that root gets ungrounded when we are not connecting with the ground. We're not connecting with the self.
Right.
If we have issues that are surrounding sexuality, the root gets very disturbed. If we are hypersexual or undersexual, the root is disturbed.
And nearly everyone has those kinds of issues, especially somebody brought up in a religious background.
Sure.
All kinds of conflict going on there about whether or not they should or shouldn't have sex or what's okay and what's not okay. And so most everybody is in one way or another affected by that. Yeah.
And don't you find it's interesting that so much of our religion over the eons has, well, our westernized Christian religion, I will pick on a religion that I've been part of.
Right.
Has divorced the connection of the root from the earth and to each other. When our root is disturbed, we have a heck of a time getting our groove, and we're very lost and motivationless.
Right. Right. And some people think that that might have been planned.
I think it definitely was planned. I mean, you do not lay a seed in the way that the human body is made and then act like, this is an accident that we're telling you not to activate this root.
Right.
That's very purposeful. That cuts human beings off from our point of source, off of a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. That cuts it totally off from, like you said, source, from God.
Yeah. Well, and back in the day,
unfortunately, yeah,
the Greeks, they used to think that there were temple prostitutes in the polytheistic Greek cultures.
Right.
And people used to actually consider an orgasm a sacrifice to the gods. Now, I'm sure God has better things to do than to take our orgasmic sacrifice. However, you know, still back in the day, they did recognize on some level that the root was important to grounding.
Right.
And to also the root chakra is our largest chakra. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that that chakra stays spinning and moving to basically recirculate all of the rest of the energy throughout the body.
Right, right. And yes, totally. I mean, religion has cut us off from a lot of things, but that's been the most effective way to keep control of the masses, really.
I know, it's
unfortunately.
Sad.
Unfortunately.
And I think we're coming out of that. I really do. I think
I do too.
Good heavens. I've noticed it. You know, as a nation, there's a lot of even Christian churches that have really gotten it together in the unconditional love category.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yes.
I know. So,
and it's about time.
Right? And we're not bashing on anybody's religion here, you guys. We're just simply pointing out that the root and where it's placed and what you do with it is a big part of grounding oneself. Marcia, I'm going to invite some callers to call us in.
And
if they've got questions for you about imbalance in their body, physical imbalances, health imbalances, something that is affecting you guys poorly, if you're feeling that there's some stress that you're having a hard time fielding, or perhaps there's an area of your body that won't stop hurting and you're not sure what's going on, Marcia and I will take a look into your situation here. Marcia's very intuitive as well. And we will see what's going on. Of course, the mtradio.net studios line is area code 406-545-4496, option one on the switchboard that you're going to get. Again, that's area code 406-545-4496, option one. And please do not be shy about being the first caller. I mean, remember, being number one is cool.
That's right. That's right. And we want to hear from you. We love looking into people's situations like this. We actually discuss it all the time off the air.
Yeah, we do, actually. This is why I invited Marcia to be my first guest today. And so we could take a look at this. Again, that number is area code 406-545-4496, option one. Give us a call with your questions about what's going on, either with your health, your body, your emotionality. I'll look into it psychically. Marcia will look into it as an intuitive healer. And we'll see what we can do for you guys. So give us a call.
Yes.
In the meantime, while we're hanging out and our callers are deciding what their questions are, tell me a little bit about your music. And the reason I'm asking you about this is because as a vocalist myself,
right,
I understand how powerful the voice is. Mm-hmm. And I understand the powerful resonance that it has. And currently you do have some vocal recordings online that people can listen to that are healing related.
I do. I actually haven't released them totally yet. I need to get them up and going, but I have some that are on videomarines.com/Marcia, and you can listen to those. The music that I normally use is Celtic music because my voice fits with it so well. Sometimes I'll use other music depending on what I think the people need to hear that I'm working on. Every time I sing, it's an individual thing for whoever I'm working on. So my voice might change, tonality might change. Definitely the key that the song is in changes. And depending on the person, they might need the tones in the music, or they might actually need some of the words that are coming through too. It might trigger something for them emotionally.
And words carry weight. Spiritually.
Oh,
a lot of people don't realize that words carry weight spiritually.
Yes.
Huge weight.
Yes.
And so your lyrics are very important.
They are. And I'm really careful about what to sing with people. I know that when I first did your healing, the first healing I did for you, that was just the tonal healing, I sang a song about two sisters and one pushed the other one into the water and she died. And
yeah, it was really unique.
It was very unique. It's a very traditional Irish song, but not a whole lot of Irish music is very happy.
Well,
and that one
true.
Is particularly scary at the end. So I remember warning you, okay, you might not need the words in this song, but you did need the tones. And you probably did need the words at some point in time.
You know what, actually, I am getting, as you're telling this story, I remember lying on the table and you're singing this song and I can feel this energy moving around me and moving through me. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing consciously that somebody, some sister gets mad at another one and pushes her in the river and she drowns and all they find is a ring or something really sad or weird. And I'm thinking about this and I thought, God, that's really heavy. But what I was going through was also a release and, if you will, a death of the part of a part of myself that mm-hmm. I was letting go.
Right.
And, you know, it was actually, you know, the sister thing was weird. And I think they were fighting over a guy or something really odd like that.
But yes.
I don't remember. All I remember is all of a sudden somebody was dead and they found a ring. And I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? The hell happened with this song?
And at the end, the one sister gets tarred and feathered, and the man who found the body got killed too. So,
because it's an Irish song, yay! Right. Okay, yeah. No, I mean, really, it was. But I remember the significance of that later, and thinking, God, that's odd. You know, here I had this whole thing going on, and right. obviously, just letting parts of myself die off that were no longer necessary.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, what you really need is to be distracted so that I can get energy to move at a different part of your body. You know, you're thinking about one thing and, oh my God, my head hurts, you know, but really what it's starting in is your hip. So,
sure.
So I'm trying to move energy through your hip. And once that gets started and I'm distracting you, you're thinking about more about the music than anything else and your headache's going away without you noticing. And then once you get up from the table, everything's gone. Everything's good. So,
yeah. And that is interesting. The first time I had a treatment from you, and I'm very sensitive. I need to tell our listeners, I'm extremely energetically sensitive.
Very. You can think about doing something for Danielle and she'll know.
Well, thank you. But really, I mean, truly, I am very sensitive in that way. And I remember really wanting to do a treatment with you. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, we'll see how this goes. And I could feel such release. The first time you did it, I had a heck of a time getting up off the table. Mm-hmm. It took me a few minutes. I was so knocked out of my body on this treatment because of the way that the vocal tones overlay.
Yes, yes. And I do the massage at the same time when I do a full treatment. So you've got hot stones, you've got my vocal healing, you've got the massage, and you've got all kinds of other interesting things that I do, like cranial sacral or polarity therapy, Reiki. I'm a Reiki master also. So all of that going on all at the same time. And your body can't help. I mean, it can't keep up with all of that going on. So it's really hard for it to resist and hold on to the pain.
Well, and I think it's amazing because the body itself will catch up to what you're doing. And it takes a minute for the body to catch up, and it will, but it takes a minute for the body to catch up. And the mind goes somewhere else. And when I'm working on clients in my tonal practice, I use bowls, but I will literally see them lift up and up out of their body. And me and these angels will get in there and scrub those chakras out like those little fish that swim around with sharks and eat the bugs off of them. That's what I feel like. So,
and this feels fantastic too, by the way.
It feels very good. As a matter of fact, we're going to get into a little more of how this feels. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, my guest, Marcia Reichert, and I are going to be discussing not only earth energies, but how you can feel the vibrations of those earth energies and use them for your own healing. This is Danielle Agnew. You're listening to Sight Unseen on mtradio.net. We'll be right back.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at danielleagnew-advisor.com.
At Rendell Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years, and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming back with us. My name is Danielle Agnew. I'm the psychic and medium anchoring Sight Unseen, which of course you can find here on mtradio.net every single Wednesday from 7 till 8 p.m. Mountain Time. We broadcast our Big Sky Country, Billings, Montana. I'm here today with my wonderful guest, Marsha Reichert. She is a vocal tonal healer. She is a massage therapist. She is a Reiki master. She combines all of these treatments at one time, and she is actually able, under those treatments, to move all kinds of energies with you. Welcome back to the segment, Marsha.
Thank you, Danielle.
And I want people to call in and ask us some questions. I can feel them listening. Listeners do just tune in and listen when they're actually interested. So thanks, you
right,
guys.
Right, right.
But call in with your questions. If you have body questions, if you have health questions, if you're wondering what to do with yourself and you're not quite sure if there's a body issue or a stress issue that you have, give us a call. You've got two intuitives for the price of one here, which is free. Give us a call at the mtradio.net studios. That's area code 406-545-4496. And it's option one on the menu that you'll get. Again, that's 406-545-4496, option one. Call in with your questions. We'd love to get those answered. Marsha, right before the break, I was telling people that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about when you ground. We talked last segment about grounding. Mm-hmm. When you ground by standing in dirt or standing in the water or sometimes just a basement in bare feet, mm-hmm. you know, on that concrete that's touching the earth underneath of it, you're within the ground. How does earth energy typically feel? How can people tell if they're actually allowing earth energy up through their feet, up through their chakra points, and up into their body?
To me, it feels like being one with the earth, like I'm completely relaxed and I don't have any tension anymore in my muscles or in the rest of, you know, even in my mind. I don't have tension in my mind anymore. It just kind of relaxes and feels good. I feel back to normal, back to where I'm supposed to be.
That is awesome. So you guys, if you're noticing, when you go camping,
yeah,
when you go camping,
that's a good example. Lay on your tent floor.
There it is.
That feels wonderful. Puts you right back to homeostasis.
Well, homeostasis. I love that. Get thee back to homeostasis. Good heavens.
Yeah, it's that medical background thing.
Well, and that's the thing that people, I like to tell people about you is, yes, you are intuitive, you are a Reiki master, you are a tonal healer with your voice. At the same time, you are a licensed massage therapist, and you taught massage. So there's a right. whole lot you know about the musculature of a person, and you are doing massage and moving that energy through people while you're working on them. And yes. That's really unique. I've had massages from people where they just beat on you and nothing's happening except for your meat suits getting tenderized.
Right. I've had those massages too, and they aren't very effective on me. I know that other people like them, and that's for them, and that's fine. It's perfect, actually, because, you know, it takes all kinds of us healers to heal the population. So it's great that everybody can be different. And sometimes you need different things at different times to also. So I recommend that you go see lots of different practitioners to keep your body well.
Yeah, I agree. You are one of the people I recommend people to.
Yes.
Because I've gotten a lot of body work from you. And I know this sounds like a giant infomercial, but guys, it's really the truth. I think it's sad that practitioners cannot shout out and brag about people that they really respect and really enjoy getting the work from.
Absolutely.
And I know that there's a lot of radio hosts out there that feel really hesitant about getting on the air and really singing the praises of somebody who does something well.
Yes.
And I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Good God.
I suppose I'm not on the radio all the time either, though. But
well, you should be. You're very, very good.
Thank you.
Honestly. I mean, you answer very intelligently and you have a lot to say. I feel like people don't uphold kindness for one another enough anyway.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I see it all the time. Even walking down the street, you know, you see somebody who's obviously homeless and asking for a handout maybe, or just sitting there, you know, but not enough people really care enough to help out, you know, and it might take just a smile.
Oh, yeah. And we become very jaded.
Yes.
Jaded, yes. In this nation. I mean, again, maybe in the whole wide world, but lately I've only been to the United States. So you've been to Scotland fairly recently. How are they with the homeless population over there?
I think they take a lot better care of them than we do here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes me
sad. And they take care of each other too, actually. There are some, of course, that don't take care of each other, but the ones that do take care of each other really honestly care. And we'll find help for each other so that they can have a place to stay overnight. So yeah, I think it's just fabulous. And I was also in Ireland, and Ireland is just unbelievably helpful everywhere. People will see a stressed out look on your face and stop you and ask you if you're okay, and then try to help you as much as they can. I mean, to the point of walking you where you need to be.
Wow.
It's incredible. We just don't do that here. And when I flew back from there after being a month there, I flew back into Newark, New Jersey, which, for those of you who don't know, is basically New York City. And we don't treat each other very well over there or over here, but the energy is completely different from Ireland to over here. So,
don't you find that... Well, I find, I don't know, maybe you don't find this, that a lot of the older original nations is what I like to call them. Now, we have original peoples in this country, but we stuck them all on reservations and ruined their culture with our first peoples or our American Indian populations. With the cultures over in Europe, they are so old. They've had time to be hideous to each other, to burn each other down, to take each other over 1,000,000,000 times. And I'm not suggesting that I don't love being in America. I'm an American. I love this country. I love being here.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I'm here. I just do find it interesting. The time I went to Scotland, the sociology is very different.
It is.
It's amazing. What were you doing over in Scotland and Ireland?
It was a spiritual journey for me. I wanted to find out, for one, if anybody else used their voice like I do. And I also wanted to find out more about ley lines and earth energies and how to use those. And I have been using those since I've gotten back. So I didn't use them before, but now I'm consciously pulling ley lines and earth energies in so that I can help people heal and help Billings heal.
Tell people who may not understand what you mean by pulling ley lines for healing. Tell them what you're talking about here.
The earth has its own grid of energy. Kind of like we have an aura, the earth has its own grid, and we can move those ley lines. They're on a certain grid, but we can pull energy from those ley lines and help people or places or, you know, a big population heal with those earth energies. And the more those earth energies are used, the more it helps heal the earth and the more it helps heal us, because the earth is giving back to us as we're taking from it. So it's really, I forget the term, but...
Symbiotic.
Yes, thank you. A great symbiotic relationship. It's wonderful if we use it. But sometimes we get caught up in everything and we forget that we need to reconnect with everything and everyone and the earth. And that's when we get all kind of twisted and knocked off kilter. And some people go, a little detour into deaconess doesn't hurt anyone sometimes. It does remind us that we need to slow down and figure things out for ourselves.
Yeah, sometimes hitting old club deke for a while will...
Hey, really, they do have a swimming pool.
They do. They put you into perspective. You know, Deaconess, of course, for those listening out of the area, is, of course, a major hospital with a major treatment center here. And for those listening out of the area, it is important to make note of a few landmarks that,
yes,
that Marcia did point out earlier. She talked about Sacrifice Cliff being on the outside of Billings here in Montana. And Sacrifice Cliff is a very large, humongous rock face that is made of sandstone and was an area that's now titled Four Dances on the top, right, that the Crow chiefs and the actually Plains Indian chiefs would come and sweat and pray and really do a lot of sacrificial movement. They talked about people running buffalo off of Sacrifice, yes, Cliff. Sometimes the chiefs themselves or people would throw themselves off the cliff as a sacrifice to save maybe the village or something that was stricken by smallpox or whatnot.
Right, right. And actually, right where I live on the other side of the Yellowstone River from Sacrifice Cliff was where the Crow Indians used to gather for the winter. And because it's actually the banana belt,
yeah,
of Billings. So it's actually warmer than 2 miles away in downtown Billings. So
it's interesting because of the way that the weather, there's a bend in the river there. And of course, what do white people, right, do in highly spiritual areas? They do things like build a coal plant.
Exactly.
Which is what they did. They put a coal plant.
Very annoying to me.
I know. And that's what, of course, powers the city of Billings and surrounding areas is this coal plant that's down on the river.
Right.
And just a little ways down is an oil refinery. And Montana, mm-hmm, struggles with its emission standards. So there's a lot of, regrettably, refineries here. At the same time, this is such a beautiful, pristine place.
It is. Yes. And that river is incredible. It's the last untamed river.
Yellowstone River. It absolutely is. It is the last undammed major river in the United States.
Right.
No,
right,
dams at all. It's just open. And there are three different currents in it called a convection current. You never want to swim in the Yellowstone. You'll get sucked under and drown. It's a dangerous river.
It is.
It's a beautiful river.
I do go out into it, but I've never actually swam in it. I make sure that I'm not in deep enough to get swept away.
Yeah. Always just go up to your knees. That's right. You know, and in the Yellowstone, that's real quick. That's about 3 inches off the bank and you're up to your knees.
Cause it's kind of, yeah.
Kind of scary.
You can sink fast. Yes.
And stay sunk.
Right.
That's no good.
Right.
I'm going to give you callers a chance here to call in again. If you have a question for myself or Marcia about your body, about anything you're feeling, in maybe earth energies in your area that you'd like us to look into, what's going on with vortexes or ley lines in your area, give us a call here at mtradio.net. The studio line is area code 406-545-4496, option 1 on the switchboard. Again, that is 406-545-4496, option 1. Marcia, when you're doing work on people in your office, which is in downtown Billings, and Billings is the largest city in about a 2 or 3 state area, 2 state now, I believe, in Montana and Wyoming.
Right.
Biggest city in both states, mm-hmm, at under 200,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah. We think we're a big town.
Yeah, we do.
We think we're a big city. We're actually a big town.
We are. We are. When you are doing work on people... up at In Soul Sync Body Work.
Yes.
Which is in a building that is it the Head and Empire building?
Yes.
Okay, that's downtown. You're obviously picking up all kinds of energies.
I am.
And that building has some unique energies in it. I've noticed as we've sat in your office, which we affectionately call a clubhouse. till all hours of the night. We may or may not be having a glass of wine, hanging out, solving the world's problems.
Right, exactly.
We may or may not be. But when you're working on people, do you find that you're more sensitive to energies? And if so, do you ever pick anything up in that building?
Oh, yes. Yes. For one thing, that building is two buildings put together. That's why I get to have a year-round atrium outside my window, which is in the middle of the building. So it has been there for quite a long time. I'm not sure when it was built or when the side that I'm in was built. I do know that I pick up a man in my room quite often. He's very tall, very thin, and very friendly. He loves that I'm there. And
that's
he loves,
awesome.
I'm not sure if he was some kind of healer or doctor to begin with or not, but he seems like it. And he sits on his desk and just watches things happen and is very happy that I'm there. So, and, you know, there's other different energies too. I can feel sometimes a ley line going through there. St. Pat's Cathedral is really close and I can feel energy from St. Pat's sometimes.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes. And I know we've done a little bit of healing on the front steps, that too.
Yes, we have. We have been healing you and I all over the place. And the healing that you did actually on me in front of St. Pat's Cathedral was pretty amazing. That was amazing. Using your voice, obviously.
Yes.
And it was very specific to some things that I was working on at the time that energy of a church would be fabulous with. So that was very, very powerful. You know, Marcia, just kind of as a sidebar here, because I think this is fun, because we're coming up on Halloween later this month.
Yes.
And something that people may not know about you is that you also do house blessings and house clearings.
I do. Yes.
And typically, if you're dealing with something that goes bump in the night or a dark thing or a nasty thing, you step into the role of Ghostbuster, really.
I do, yeah.
And step in there. And
so do you.
I do. Yes, I do. I do. And that's a little different from my property and home balancing service I offer to people. But yes, I will absolutely get out there as a Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm. And I've got my own bone to pick with dark things. So,
yes.
So tell us all about the most harrowing experience you've had walking into a home without disclosing any names or anything like that, in a clearing process, and what you used to clear the home. And the reason I'm asking you this is I have many, many people who are hitting me on Facebook right now with this fall ether and these thin ethers coming in saying, "What is, something's bumping in my house. I need to get rid of it." So tell us about the scariest thing and what you used to get rid of it.
You know, probably the scariest thing was a house that had a combination of things wrong with it. For one, I think it was built strangely to begin with. There was no flow of energy to begin with. And then they added on room by room. And so when you walk in the back door of this house, if you kept going forward, you would go straight into the basement. So they did put a door there, but that doesn't stop the energy from just going in a weird way, right underneath the house or right out the door, one of the two. So the basement felt really weird, very strange. And then you walked through a bedroom to get into the rest of the house, through two doors of a bedroom. And then the rest of the house had just this little tiny hall and a bathroom off of that. And then you could go upstairs into an attic or straight forward into the kitchen, and the living room was off of that. So really, there was no cohesiveness to the house. Most houses are built with bedrooms in one spot, and then you go down a hall, and you have the living room, the kitchen, whatever. Which, and then doors don't usually face each other either. The back door isn't in line with the front door, so that the energy can't go straight through the house.
Right.
But this particular house had several things in it. It had a couple of human spirits that were hanging around and also a few demons. And I'm not sure how many, but it was interesting to me that how many times my voice stopped. What I generally use is I will use a combination of sage, cedar, and osha root, which is also called bear root. And that seems to be a good combination for clearing. And most people use sage, I know, but I add a little bit more that just feels good for me. My voice doesn't ever stop unless something's threatening it. And I didn't know that to begin with, but now I'm learning.
So are you
more
going
and more
around,
as we go?
And you're going around the house and you're singing or you're
yes.
chanting? What are you doing there with your voice?
I'm singing just the same Celtic music I use in all my healing or whatever music comes to me. Sometimes it's Amazing Grace, you know. Sometimes it's weird music out of the 70s. Whatever, whatever comes to us or to me.
She's a brick. House. I know that gets rid of demons from here to there. I'm just saying.
Sure.
Because she's mighty, mighty, and she's letting it all hang out, people. I am not making a lot of what you do. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter whatever you are singing because it has to do with how you manipulate the tones.
Exactly.
It has to do with how you create the overtones. Demons, especially djinn, which are very dark creatures that are not demons. They're more in the elemental category.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really hard time with vocal tones or Tibetan bowls.
Right, right.
Very, very hard time.
Because of the vibration.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. So this particular house, I'm pretty sure we got it all cleared out by the time it was over, but it was kind of scary at points. And when a feeling comes over you, when you're just your normal everyday self, and all of a sudden a feeling comes over you of fear, then that's when you know that something's in there, you know, that's not quite right. So
it is how you know. People, we have disenfranchised ourselves from our emotionality.
Oh, yeah.
And again, that has to do with separation from the root as well. You know, the root is primal. It is what anchors us to the ground. The crown chakra, which is above the top of the head, anchors us to God, to the stars, to everything above us. The third eye, of course, is in the middle of the forehead. And that is the psychic sensibility and whatnot. And then you've got all these chakras in between.
Right.
You're dealing with that root. That is what's going to let you know. If you've got something really nasty in that house, you'll feel it right around your belly button, which is your sacral area.
Mm-hmm.
And that deep gut, you know, when you say, I feel it in my gut.
Right.
That deep gut feeling is where you feel really nasty, dark stuff. And if you feel something in your solar plexus, that's generally your own fear, your
yes.
own anxiety.
Right, right. Absolutely. And it's hard. I mean, it took a while for me to tell the difference between the two. But people that are dealing with these types of things, which I've heard about it more and more all the time. I'm glad that you brought this subject up because it seems to be really prevalent right now. They need to remember, though, that once they get rid of something, or if they ask help to get rid of whatever it is, they need to know that they can't bring it back. Because people will automatically try to bring it back, whether it be trying to record voices to make sure that they're gone. Well, that really invites spirits right back in so that you have the same problem you had before.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, what you're talking about by recording voices, Marcia's talking about a process called gathering an EVP. It's electronic voice phenomenon. That's when you'll take an electronic device, such as a cell phone or a digital recorder, and using that electronic device, you will attempt to capture spirit voices. This is possible because spirit life is oscillating at a different level than is human beings. In essence, they're moving faster than we are.
Right.
And digital media will capture voices through the ethers because there is white noise in the room that our ear tunes out. Our brain does something called matrixing, which means that if we hear a voice in the middle of the room, but there's no body to it, very often our brain will kick that out of our consciousness and
right.
we will consciously not hear that voice because our brain is saying there's nobody in the room with me. So you matrix out the actual entity's voice. So Marcia's talking about an EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. It's not wise after you've had someone like myself or Marcia come into your home and clear the home out to then turn on your electronic device and start asking a bunch of spirit questions. Well, is anybody here? Because I'm just checking if you're still here. Is that guy who lit my head on fire last Saturday, are you still here? Is the guy who threw my cat in the toilet and flushed it 7 times, is that demon still here? You guys, when you open the door, they come back. They come back. So don't do that. If you get your house cleared, leave it alone. And, you know, just in the last few minutes we have here, Marcia, what advice would you give to people who are obviously listening tonight, who are experiencing a lot of ether changes. They're experiencing frightening things in their home. Mm-hmm. They're experiencing hard changes in the body because of ley lines actually physically going on and off around the earth and new ones opening up and new portals opening up. Mm-hmm. How would you tell people that are experiencing all of this difficulty? What tool would you give them, singular tool tonight, to stay out of the drama that would pull them back in to this dysfunction related to all those things?
Find a way to relax. It doesn't matter how you relax, but you've got to reconnect with you and your soul and the earth. So the best way to do that is to relax, whether you're laying on your yard or laying in your basement, sitting on a good chair. Maybe you need to go to a practitioner to help you relax. That's fine. But whatever you need to do, relax.
It is very important to relax, you guys. And we do not take enough time for ourselves.
Never.
We don't do it. I'm guilty as heck of that. I'm trying to be better about it. Mind, body, spirit is very important. Pay attention to the body. Marcia, you're one of the absolute best practitioners here in town in Billings, in my opinion, that I've had work on me.
Thank you.
You're amazing. And people can find you down at Soul Sync Body Work. And you can find that at soulsyncbodywork.com. That's downtown. And the address is
208 North 29th Street, Suite 234.
And where do people get a hold of you, Marcia? How can they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 406-281-0135.
And are you on Facebook or Twitter?
I am on Facebook and Twitter, both.
And so, how do we find you on Facebook?
Facebook is Marcia Reichert or Soul Sync Bodywork, either one.
That is absolutely fantastic. And as usual, you guys can always find me at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW -advisor.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/Danielle Agnew. .psychicmedium or just Danielle Agnew, because I believe my psychic medium page might be filled up. Yikes, at this point.
Wow.
So, yeah. So,
that's incredible.
Well, you know, I am very blessed with loving people.
Yes, you are.
In my life. Very blessed. So basically, guys, I want to let you know that you are listening to mtradio.net. I want to thank all of you guys for listening. I want you to stay tuned because my co-host Roy Pack and I will be launching with The Soul. And we're going to be talking about some fascinating earth energy issues. We're going to keep this earth energy plane that we've got with Marcia here going. Again, if you want to reach out to Marcia, hit her up on Facebook or Twitter. That's Marcia Reichert, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, at Soul Sync Bodywork. And you can, of course, hit me up at Danielle Agnew. And don't forget, you guys, we're coming into fall. So don't forget, your scary Halloween ethers are coming. And go on to my website at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. I've got some great forums coming up later this month that are Halloween and spooky related. So take that with you. Make sure to go shine brightly for the rest of the week. My name is psychic medium Danielle Agnew. You're listening to Sight Unseen. Stick around for myself and Roy Pack on The Soul.